All right, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, beginning in verse 7. Light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to see the sun. So if a person lives many years, let him rejoice in them all. But let him remember that the days of darkness will be many. All that comes is fleeting. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. Remove vexation from your heart and put away pain from your body, for youth and the dawn of life are fleeting. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Well, after spending time in the passage this week, I'm convinced that Solomon would have had a great career in country music songwriting. So much of Ecclesiastes is about looking at life and reflecting on time slipping away, realizing how short life really is. And that sounds like the theme of many country songs from the early 2000s. Take Kenny Chesney's song, Don't Blink. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old, and you take a nap, and you wake up, and you're 25, and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. You just might miss your babies growing up just like mine did, turning into moms and dads. The next thing you know, your better half of 50 years is there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think, so don't blink. Or take the song, You're Gonna Miss This, by Trace Adkins, which I think he's just reiterating what Solomon is saying in our passage. The chorus of this song says, you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times. So take a look around. You may not know it now, but you're going to miss this. That's exactly what Solomon is saying in our passage. Life moves quickly. And if you don't take in these moments to stop and enjoy life, to enjoy the season that you're in, you'll miss the gift that God has given you. Solomon gives us three R's in our passage. He tells us to rejoice, to remove, and to remember. We see that command to rejoice in verses 8 and 9. And then we see the command to remove in verse 10. And then to remember in chapter 12, verse 1. And these three commands are all meant to help us do the same thing, to enjoy life in light of our Creator and Judge. To enjoy life in light of our Creator and Judge. And specifically in our passage this morning, Solomon reminds us that youth and strength, they don't last forever. You will eventually get old and weak. And so don't miss what's right in front of you, because this season of life is going to go by so fast. And you're going to miss it if you don't enjoy it. And so the sermon summary, what I hope you take with you this morning is this. Remember your Creator and enjoy life to the full before it's too late. Remember your Creator and enjoy life to the full before it's too late. Solomon says in verse 7, light is sweet and it is pleasant for the eyes to see the sun. Now, how true is that? Right, we've had this long, dark winter, right? And we're starting to see the signs of spring come out. And the sun has been coming out. We can see it through the windows here. And in our home, some of the plants that have been dormant all winter are starting to have new leaves on them just because they're getting a little bit more sunlight. I think most of us can agree with Solomon that light is sweet and it's pleasant to our eyes. It's nice to see the sun again, to feel its warmth. And here, when Solomon mentions light, he's not just talking about sunlight, but he's talking about life. In the passage, light is a symbol for the joy of life. And so Solomon's point is this: we won't always experience this pleasantness of the light of life. There's going to be dark days. Hard times will come, and that's exactly why light is sweet. That's exactly why we're enjoying the sun, because it's not always out. We know that the good days, the light of life, won't last forever. And so while we have life, we should appreciate it and enjoy it and thank God for it. And that's what he encourages us to do in verse 8. Look there with me. Solomon says in verse 8, so if a person lives many years, let him rejoice in them all. But let him remember that the days of darkness will be many. All that comes is fleeting. Here again, for the seventh and final time in this book, Solomon tells us to enjoy life, to rejoice in all our days. And this is one of the major themes of Ecclesiastes, for us to have joy, to see life as a gift from God and to enjoy it to the full. He's told us to enjoy our food, to enjoy what we drink, to enjoy the spouse whom we love all the days of our fleeting lives, to enjoy our work, to enjoy what God has given us to do. These are all blessings. They're good gifts from a God who loves us and wants us to enjoy this life. And so Solomon says, so if a person lives many years, let him rejoice in them all. To rejoice, to have joy, to enjoy all of our days. We're called to enjoy all the days that the Lord gives us. There will be days of light. Life will be sweet. It will be pleasant. And then there will be days of darkness. The dark days of old age. As we grow older, our bodies will slow down, our strength will fade, and we won't be able to do the things that we once enjoyed. Those days are coming, and they're coming quicker than we think. Solomon says, all that comes is fleeting. It's short. And again, he's not trying to be cynical here. He's not trying to rob us of our joy, but to wake us up. He wants to remind us of how life really works. These good days won't last forever. In fact, they're going to give way to hard days. But even those days are fleeting. And so we should rejoice in the good days because they go by so quickly, and when they're gone, they're gone. There's no going back. So don't miss out on the joys of life that are in front of you today by trying to relive the past or trying to rush towards the future. I think for some of the younger people in the room, your eyes are set on the future. You're only focused on what's next. Maybe having your own independence, being able to make your own rules. And this is what I call the Beach Boys mentality. The Beach Boys mentality. The Beach Boys had this hit song called "Wouldn't It Be Nice?" And the lyrics go, "Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong?" Now, those are silly love lyrics. But the problem with this song is that it focuses so much on the future that it completely ignores the joy that's available right now. And the truth is, the future that we're so eager to get to, it may or may not be as great as we hope it will be. I remember when Diane and I were dating, I made her a mix. I'm not sure if you guys do that anymore. Do you make mixes? No? Back then, I burned it onto a CD. Do you know what a CD is? If not, just think of it as like an ancient version of a Spotify playlist. Anyways, I put this song on that mix because that's where my focus was. It was on the future. I was so eager to get past our dating relationship and onto the next stage of life that I didn't fully appreciate the season that we were in. Don't make the same mistake. We either try to rush towards the future or we try to relive the past. And again, as much as I want to go back and relive the days when my daughter Zoe was a little girl with a pacifier in her mouth, I just can't. But here's what I can do. I can thank the Lord for that time that He gave me with her, for the gift that that was. And I can also recognize that this moment right here and now, as she's a six-year-old beautiful little girl, is a gift too, and I shouldn't waste it. If all I do is look at old pictures and watch old videos and mourn and wish that I could go back, then I'm going to miss the chapter that I'm living in right now. Brian Borgman says this: "The people who enjoy life the best are the ones who know they won't always be able to enjoy it like they do now." The people who enjoy life the best are the ones who know they won't always be able to enjoy it like they do now. So don't waste the joys of today. See them, enjoy them, and thank God for them, because they won't last forever. And then in verse 9, Solomon shifts his focus to young people. Look at verse 9, where he gives this command to rejoice again. He says, "Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth." The New Living Translation puts it this way: "Young people, it's wonderful to be young. Enjoy every minute of it." It's a good thing to be young, and you should enjoy it. You should rejoice in your youth, because these short years are a gift from God, and God actually commands you here to enjoy them. There are many benefits to being young, right? You have fewer responsibilities. Your bodies are getting stronger and stronger by the day. Well, I know that I'm not that old. I am beginning to feel the effects of old age. It's really hard for me to actually run anymore. It takes a lot more effort to lose weight. And those aren't problems for those who are young. Being younger means that you have more freedom to take risks and to change direction in your life. And the reason for this command for young people to rejoice in their youth is because there's a danger of not truly enjoying it. There's this famous saying that says, youth is wasted on the young. Many young people don't know how good they have it because their youthfulness is all that they've known. Young people tend to think that they'll really be able to enjoy life when they grow up. But Solomon says, no. He says, rejoice. Enjoy it, O young man, O young woman. Rejoice in your youth. Enjoy this season of life. Enjoy the fact that you get the whole summer off. Because one day you're going to have to work really hard to get the time off. And even if you get the time off, work is going to be on the back of your mind. Enjoy the fact that you don't have to pay rent or a mortgage payment or bills. Because one day those things will really try to rob you of your joy. Enjoy being healthy and strong. Because one day things will hurt for no reason and you'll wonder what you did to deserve it. Enjoy late nights with your friends, because one day sleep will become a priority and staying up past 11 p.m. will sound exhausting. Enjoy the simplicity of life right now, because when you get older, responsibilities will pile up and life just gets more complicated. Solomon says here, let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Let these days give you joy. And don't miss this. God is commanding you young people to enjoy life. This is a command. This is not some optional extra for the Christian life. No, God commands that you enjoy life. And so do you want to be obedient to God? Well, then enjoy your youth. Enjoy this season. Don't wish that it was over. Enjoy it. And then here's the part that makes the parents of teenagers very nervous. Solomon says to the young people, walk in the ways of your heart and the sight of your eyes. Or as the NASB says, follow the impulses of your heart and the desires of your eyes. That's not a typo. That the text really says that. And so you may be thinking, well, who in the world would tell a young person to follow the impulses of their hearts and the desires of their eyes? Who in the world would do that? God does. God does. Because this life is a gift. And he wants you who are in the prime of your life to not waste it, but enjoy it. Now, obviously, Solomon isn't saying, well, follow your heart, you know, Disney, right? Do whatever you want. He's not saying disobey your parents. He's not saying give in to every temptation or live however you feel like living. That would go against what the rest of the Bible teaches and even what Solomon teaches earlier on in this book. So he isn't saying go off the deep end and sin while you're young. But he is saying live your life to the full. Live your life to the full. Enjoy your fast metabolism. Enjoy the fact that you can climb up a mountain and your knees and your back won't hurt. Enjoy the fact that you don't need many hours of sleep to recover. Enjoy that moment when you look at someone for the first time and you think that you're in love. You're probably wrong, right? But it's still a nice feeling. Go out and do the things that you won't be able to do when you're older. So walk in the ways of your heart and the sight of your eyes. Then Solomon adds the qualifier for anyone who wants to push that envelope, but also know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. In other words, enjoy life and remember that you will give an account to God. Solomon doesn't want you to forget that you will be held responsible for how you enjoyed this life that he gave you. Enjoy the gifts of God, but don't abuse them, because abusing God's gifts leads to idolatry, and idolatry leads to judgment. Now, some people think that Solomon is just saying, well, be careful how you party, because God's going to judge you in the end. While I think that's true, I don't think that's the best way to interpret this verse. Think about the context. Think about what Solomon is encouraging the young people to do, to rejoice. So I think Solomon is telling us that how you view and enjoy life, whether you see it as a gift from God or you take it for granted, is something that God will judge on the last day. In other words, one of the things that God will call to account is whether or not we truly enjoyed the life that he gave us. Think about that. Wasting your life by refusing to enjoy the good gifts that God has given you is just as much a sin as abusing them. By not living joyfully and enjoying the good gifts that God gives is sin, because it's a denial of who God is. And so, young people, enjoy life. And enjoy it with the awareness that one day you will stand before God and give an account. Walter Kaiser, in his commentary, says, life must be lived with eternity's values in view. Your one life will soon be passed, and only what is done for Christ and with eyes fixed on Christ will last. So have fun and rejoice and delight yourself in the thrill of living. So Solomon first commands us to rejoice. And then in verse 10, he tells us to remove. Look at verse 10. Remove vexation from your heart and put away pain from your body, for youth and the dawn of life are fleeting. He says, remove vexation from your heart. That word vexation points to grief or anger. So remove grief, remove anger from your heart. Now, we can't always avoid the things that cause us to grieve, but what I think Solomon is saying here is to remove the stuff in our lives that ruins the enjoyment of life. We can't control grief or frustration when it comes, but we can choose to put away anger. We can choose to put away anxiety. And think about it, anger sucks the joy right out of life. And life is just too short to be angry or anxious or stressed. So he says, remove vexation. And he also says to put away pain from your body. Now, I don't think this verse is talking about getting rid of headaches. So he's not saying, you know, use Icy Hot or take Advil. The Hebrew word that Solomon uses here for pain means evil and misery. So put away misery. Life is full of trouble. It's full of stress. and misery. There's so much in this life to stress over or to be angry about or to be anxious about. And yet, in many cases, we're the ones who invite these burdens on ourselves. That's why Solomon calls us to remove these things. Remove these things that are joy killers. And so maybe in your life, that may mean to take a break from watching the news or listening to podcasts that are critical and make you anxious or angry. Maybe that means ending a relationship that's dragging you down. If someone is influencing you towards sin or away from God, it's time to walk away. Choose relationships that push you to love Christ more, not less. Putting away pain may be stepping away from the arguments that only make you angry. But the best way to remove these things is to go to the Lord in prayer. Paul says in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And the promise and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The biblical way of removing vexation and putting away evil and misery is to cast our cares on God, knowing that He cares for us. In the last line of verse 10, Solomon tells us why. Why should we be putting these things away? He says, because youth and the dawn of life are fleeting. Youth and the dawn of life, or the prime of your life, it's short. One day, youth will give way to old age, and your dark hair will either turn gray or white. So don't waste your youth on stress or anger or anxiety. As best you can, remove these things and put them away. Go to the Lord in prayer. Ask Him for help so that you can enjoy your life, so that you can enjoy your youth, so that you can soak in the sunlight and taste its sweetness. Solomon tells us to rejoice in our youth, to remove pain and vexation, and finally, remember. Chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, of which you will say, 'I have no pleasure in them.'" Live life to the full, but live it remembering your Creator. The world's message to young people is live for yourself. Forget God. Sin is fun and God is boring. Or maybe be your own God. That's garbage. Complete garbage. It's bad advice. It's unbiblical. It's unhelpful. And so listen to Solomon. Listen to what God's word says. He says, "Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth." And think about it. The message here isn't just remember God. Solomon could have said that, remember God. But there's a reason for him saying, remember your Creator. He's saying, remember the one who made all things. Think about him. Remember the one who made the world good. Remember the one who made you and gave you life. The one who gives you good things to enjoy. Remember the one who to whom you're accountable. Remember that you have a Creator and that He formed you on the inside of your mother's womb. that he made you in his image. And so that word remember doesn't really mean to just mentally recall. There's more to it than that. It means to reflect. It means to take action. To remember your Creator is to respond to him, to consider him, to know him, to trust him, to obey him. And so young people, come to Christ when you are young. Repent of your sins and believe in Jesus at a young age. Because even though we were created by God and made in his image, we have all rebelled against God. And we don't naturally remember our Creator. We naturally forget him. Instead of living for him, we live for ourselves. Instead of obeying him, we disobey him. Instead of trusting him, we reject him. And because of our sin, we rightly deserve God's judgment. As Solomon has said, we will stand before him one day and give an account. Not just for how we enjoyed our youth, but for every thought, every word, and everything we did in our lives. And none of us will measure up. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That nobody is good, no, not one. And that the wages of sin is death. And that's why we need Jesus. Jesus came into this world to save sinners. He came into this world to save people who have wasted their youth, who have ignored their Creator and lived instead for themselves. Jesus lived the perfect life that we failed to live, and he died the death that we deserve to die, and that he rose again from the dead so that we could have new life with him. And so don't listen to what the world says. Jesus will not ruin your life. Jesus will save it. He'll save it. He'll redeem it. He'll redeem your youth. And the only true and lasting joy and satisfaction is found in him. Come to Christ when you are young. Live for him. He will give you joy. He deserves the prime of your life. He deserves the best years of your life. Solomon says, remember your Creator before the evil days come. We'll talk about that more next week, but the evil days are the days of old age. Very few people turn to Jesus in their old age. And yet if you are here and you are old and you have not turned to Christ, turn to him. Repent of your sins and believe in Jesus Christ. Don't waste your old age. Dark days are coming. Your deathbed is coming. Your last breath is coming. Your last heartbeat is coming. Life is fleeting. It's short. And so don't waste it. So while you have time, remember, remove, and rejoice. Remember your Creator and enjoy life to the full before it's too late. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this portion of your word. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the young people here who have not believed in Jesus. We pray that they would not waste their youth chasing after what can never satisfy, but that they would turn to Christ, the only one who gives true and lasting joy. We pray for the salvation of anyone here who has not yet turned from their sins and believed in Jesus. Lord, would you open their hearts to the gospel? Would you draw them to yourself? And Lord, this morning we ask that you would help us to obey your command to rejoice and to enjoy life and to see it as a gift from you. That we would do it for your glory and for our good. Lord, teach us to enjoy whatever season we're in, to see your grace in each and every moment, to take joy in whatever you've called us to do. May we enjoy the work you've given us, the relationships you've blessed us with, and the simple moments of life that remind us that you are a good God. We pray for the young people in this church. May they see the beauty and the benefits of the season that they're in. May they walk in the ways of their heart and the sight of their eyes, but with wisdom, knowing that they will stand before you one day and give an account for how they enjoyed or wasted the youth you gave them. Lord, we pray that you would give them amazing gospel opportunities, that you would open doors for them to share Christ in their schools and their workplaces and with their friends and family. May they use their energy and passion and time for your kingdom, finding joy in serving you. Help them to remember their Creator. Help all of us to remember our Creator, knowing that life is fleeting and that you've called us to enjoy life. May we enjoy it to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.